Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The New Testament employs some form of the word know more than 950 times. Does that fact tell you how very important it is to know God and His will? The Apostle John alone uses some form of the word know more than 250 times. Will you please give careful attention to this verse from John's first epistle? Hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. 1 John 2:3. A similar expression appears seven other times in 1 John. The tenses of the verbs are very important in this passage. When we take the tenses of the verbs into consideration, the verse reads, "And hereby we do know that we have come to know Him, if we keep on keeping His commandments." If you could conduct a worldwide survey, you would discover that the vast majority of the human family believes in the existence of God. Pagan tribes that have had practically no contact with people from other nations and tribes believe in some higher power or powers. Dr. Margaret Mead, America's most famous anthropologist, traveled widely in primitive cultures. She said she always found two ideas in those cultures, some form of family and belief in some kind of deity. Has God planted the idea of a higher power into the hearts of all human beings? The book of Romans argues that men who do not recognize some higher power are without excuse. Romans 1:20. But does knowing God, as the Bible uses that expression, mean only that we know of His existence? One of the Greek words translated know, ginosko, means to have an intimate fellowship with. Mary used the word when the angel of the Lord informed her she would have a son. She asked the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Luke 1:34. It ought to be obvious Mary meant she had never been sexually intimate with a man. Matthew tells of Mary's marriage to Joseph, and then comments, "And Joseph knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Matthew 1:25. John uses the word ginosko, almost always translated know, two times in 1 John 2:3. "And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments." Does it appear to you that John had any doubt about man's ability to know the Lord or His will? John does not leave the impression that he or anyone else could know all there is to know about God. We can know some of God's works by studying the universe He has made, but we can know His will only as He has revealed it through the Word of God. Paul made that truth abundantly clear in these words, "For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God no man knows, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, combining spiritual things with spiritual words." 1 Corinthians 2:11-13. John provides wonderful insight into how we can know that we know God, if we keep His commandments. May we conclude from John's words that failure to keep God's commandments means that we do not know Him. If that is not what it means, what did John have in mind? If you have any doubt about John's meaning, please listen to these words from the same epistle. "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5:2-3. Jesus told His disciples, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. Jesus required that we keep on keeping His commandments. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.